Happening, party people, welcome back to another edition of Two Guys and One Lapdog, the podcast. My name is Ryan Yoshida. I am one of three hosts here on this lovely Thursday afternoon. To my right, you know her and you kind of love her. It's the Lapdog, but she prefers to be called Abuela. How's it going, baby girl? She can't speak, and that's okay, because to her right is Matthew Mayer. Matt, how's it going?
It's going well. It is a beautiful Thursday afternoon. It is, the sun is shining.
Oh, it's so nice.
It's fall in Oregon, and I couldn't be happier.
Can we just take 1 second here to just shout out Big Man upstairs, blessing us with this great weather?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah, no,
this is what you want in Oregon.
Yeah, it's nice. If there's a time to come to Oregon, it's right now.
Can you tell the people what the forecast is going to be the next
couple days? I was looking at the weather app, and it is all sun for the next 7 days.
All sun emoji?
It's like low. Oh, sun emoji big time. It's like low 70s and sunny. It couldn't get any better.
You know what that weather is perfect for?
Huck and die. And golfing.
Oh, yeah!
And golfing.
And golfing, but for those things that want to golf. But not all of us on this podcast are good enough to golf.
No.
When it's sunny.
It's me.
It's
I'm the one that's not good enough at golf.
I'm excited. We got a loaded episode for you guys today. Big segments are our listener questions. So recently we put up a question poll?
Instagram questionnaire?
Something. We put that thing up on that trash feature on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
We just asked you guys what you want to hear on this podcast. We'll be doing another one of those. But we love your feedback. We got some really good questions.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
But before we jump into that, we got some logistics to take care of.
Yes.
We have a lot of new listeners.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Hopefully.
Where should they follow us on Instagram?
Well, if they're not getting quite enough content just from the podcast, they can follow us on Instagram at @2guys1lapdog. Spell it all out. Or on Twitter, 2guys1lapdog. Don't spell it out. Just use the numbers. Because the Twitter is now live. The Twitter's active. We have been producing content up there. So you're going to want to check that out.
For those that are wondering kind of what our titles are, I guess. Like if you're thinking about a resume, like what am I going to put on the resume? Mm-hmm. Matt is head of Twitter content.
I would just say I'm head of content in general.
Head of Twitter content.
Okay.
And I have to say, I know nobody has seen that tweet you did yesterday.
But it's
I'm
good.
Still laughing out loud
yeah,
today.
Okay.
Because it's
yeah.
good. You guys got
not
go
a lot
check
of viewership, but
I think that's one of those tweets that
sure.
you gotta save or like pin
sure.
it or something.
Oh yeah, my
pinned
tweet.
That's fucking hilarious.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Well, we're up on Twitter now, kind of big.
Uh-huh.
Little do you know, it's free to make a Twitter.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Did not have to pay for that one, but still, you know, hopefully
those
we'll
are our
generate
platforms.
Some revenue.
Yeah, if you go to our Instagram too @2guys1lapdog, you'll see a feature there. You can hit the call button. Go ahead and give us a call.
Yeah,
leave a voicemail.
Just call us, yeah.
Tell you what, if you leave a voicemail, you'll get featured on this podcast, so all 20 listeners will hear your voice. That's huge.
That sounds good.
So without further ado, let's jump right into it. First question, brought to us by one @Veli02 on Instagram. Thanks, Veli. This one, says host Ryan's love life.
Well, I'm not host Ryan, so.
All right, Veli, here's your answer. Okay.
It's existent, but it's just with his mom.
Here's the thing is you don't bring that into the workplace.
Sure.
So we'll put a tab in that one. Let's
yeah.
revisit it in a couple
I definitely
years.
Thought you were going to use that to make like a mom joke or something. That was kind of a golden opportunity.
Well,
you know,
no.
I don't have that much of a love life, but I did with your mom last night, you know, haha, something.
Oh, you think it's funny to okay.
Well, I think it would have been fun. I mean, whatever. Next
making
question.
Making fun of other people's moms is funny?
Well, that just sucks. I know that you're embarrassed that you passed up that great content opportunity just because you're not quick on your feet like I am with the jokes, but that's okay.
Speaking of moms, shout out @CarrieMare.
Yeah, thank you for listening, Mom.
She
Appreciate
has got to be our most active, engaged
Sure,
listener.
She's so engaged on Instagram.
We love you,
it's crazy.
Auntie, you're the woman.
Yeah.
That was a subpar question @Veli02,
yeah,
but nonetheless, we love it. Next question coming to us live from @Buddha_bum.
Buddha bum.
What up, Buddha bum?
What is a Buddha bum?
How you doing? What is sex appeal and who has it? I like to think that I have it, but the more that I thought about this question, I don't think I do.
Mm-hmm. The further I went into Google, the more I realized I did not have sex appeal.
We brainstormed the idea of sex appeal, what it is, and we really kind of have a definition, if you want to tell them, Matt, and then I can bring
yeah,
it down
I mean,
further.
I think that it's – I think that we kind of concluded that it was a non-physical but attraction, you know? And not personality necessarily or anything like that. It's just kind of like a chemistry almost, I think is how you could say it.
That's pretty accurate, yeah, I think. I appreciate that. A lot like what Nike says. It's not born. It's trained. It's one of those things. You can train it, and you got to. Huh? All day.
How do you train for sex appeal?
Just give me a second. Oh, yep, okay. Let me defend this take.
Sure.
So what I'm going to do, shout out to the blog post, wherever I got this from, they broke it down into four subcategories.
Okay.
So with sex appeal, you have dynamic attractiveness, static attractiveness, circumstance, and self-presentation, which I thought was very interesting, right? So dynamic attractiveness is like your body language, your expression, like your social skills.
Okay.
Right?
So something you don't have.
So for me, it's like out of the park, just topping off the charts.
Which part?
You're crushing it with dynamic attractiveness. Which I also think you are too.
Well, appreciate it. I mean, yeah, that statement was half true. Right? That's the second half.
Okay. So yeah, the dynamic attractiveness part, that's like in your control. That's sure, a train sure part. Static attractiveness, I'm sorry, you either have it or you don't.
Uh-huh.
It's just jawline, hairline. Oh. That's just, it's mm-hmm, just, you're born with it.
Yeah.
It helps if you have it, but you can compensate that.
Yeah, sure.
Your dynamic
that's attractiveness. That's kind of where I fall off a little bit.
Well, don't sell yourself short.
I mean, you know.
Don't sell yourself short.
Let's just say we both have faces for podcasting.
Faces
for... Yeah, the face for
that's
radio.
Good. That's
thank
good
you. Yeah, appreciate
for those that.
That
don't know what Matt looks like, you can go ahead and check him out at...
On Instagram, @_stablegenius.
And the point being is, there's been rumors, allegedly, that you are a Sylvester Stallone.
There have been comparisons drawn.
He yes has sex appeal. So if because
he's
that,
a rowdy-ass boxer. You know, he's okay. Rocky.
Well, yeah, if we box, I'd kick your ass, but it's fine.
Oh, don't bring this up again. Okay, so why bring this up again?
We got two categories. Both know, dynamic and static attractiveness. Then we have circumstance, right? And that's literally just the situation.
Just, yeah.
So when I'm on a rope swing, I am oozing sex appeal. I'm oozing it. Like, it's dangerous how much sex appeal I have. The rope wants to break kind of deal, right? Because in that situation, I'm swinging through. I'm looking like Tarzan. I can't help it.
I'm just going to interject really quick just to tell a short little story from the summer. I'm glad you brought up rope swings. I've been dying to tell this story. For those of you who don't know, host Ryan hails from the island of Hawaii. So he has he's never swam in fresh water before, I guess, until he came up here. So he's all saline. And so this summer we went to a river spot and there was a rope swing and it took us probably 45 minutes to get him to get into the river because he was scared of it because he had seen the show River Monsters. So when he tries to tell you that he has sex appeal when he's on a rope swing, don't believe it.
If you have the option of going to a river, don't take it. Not worth it. The risk versus the reward, just not worth it.
What are the risks associated with freshwater, with bodies of freshwater?
Most important, disease.
There's no disease in oceans?
No, absolutely not. Second, the critters. I mean, there's crawfish out there. They were coming at me. They were coming
yes
for me.
Yes.
And I didn't like
those crawfish were maybe 3 inches long.
The point that Matt's making is I look damn good on a rope swing. And circumstantially, that's when I have the most sex appeal. The last category, and I feel like this is where we really lose it. This is where we really lose it. And it's self-presentation.
Oh, shit.
Fashion.
Like how hard you try.
Exactly.
Effort, yeah.
If you're a hype beast, you're oozing out sex appeal.
I have a token word for hype beast. If you're a hype beast, I...
That's... Whoa. Oh, that's for a whole nother segment.
That's a different podcast. But I just...
You might want to put him in the crock pot.
I mean, don't get me started on hype beast.
I think that's a fair judgment of sex appeal. You take fair those four categories. It covers everything.
Yeah.
You can compensate in areas that you're lacking in.
Mm-hmm, most.
That's okay. Now, here's the second part to the question. Who has it?
I have some people in mind.
Tell the people.
I mean, McConaughey is just, he showers in it.
He's too much sex appeal.
Yeah, he has lotion and it's just pure sex appeal.
Like, that's the kind of sex appeal that, like, it makes you hard to approach. You have so much sex appeal.
Yes.
Like, you don't want to have that much sex appeal because then it's
okay. How do you feel about Mr. Barack Obama? I feel like he's got that old man sex, like that old black man sex appeal.
Yes.
Like the fact that he hoops and like does all that shit. Yeah, he's
just so hip.
He's just
he gets that's it. What like it, he takes very difficult political concept.
All politics aside,
and puts it
all
down
politics
to like
aside, just as a gentleman, you know.
And the fact that he grew up in Hawaii helped.
I mean, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, he's more of a military
local
brat.
Boy. You know, I get it.
I would not say he's a local boy.
Gee, shout out Barack. Shout out B man. Who else you got? So Barack's on your list too? I like
that. Yeah, well, he's not on my list, but he's up there.
Is he an honorable mention?
I mean, I didn't think of him when I was making the list. If I had thought of him earlier, he would have been on the list. But yeah, for now, honorable mention.
Okay.
My number two, Paul Giamatti. So little bit of a dark horse candidate
there. You have to explain this one. For those that don't know what he looks like, pause this podcast and type in Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, Google it.
You know him. He's very famous.
He is a so he's not what were your categories again? What was the one that had to do with appearance?
Self-presentation.
He is not self-presentation,
okay.
Nor is he static.
Okay.
At all. But
so he has essentially zero in those two categories.
Yes, but he has like a 200% in situational and then okay. The first one too.
I have to agree.
If you've ever seen the way he carries himself in those films, even though he gets typecast a little bit as kind of just like a frumpy everyman, he plays that character well. And that bald head of his, yeah.
His dynamic attractiveness is unlike anybody else's, arguably.
Yeah.
Maybe close to like Zach Galifianakis.
Exactly. But they're in a league of their own in terms of, you know, it's very niche, but it's there.
It's unfair to compare those two to McConaughey.
And like Zac Efron, obviously that guy's a fucking Greek god, but you know, you can't compare him to a Giamatti or a Galifianakis just because those guys.
100%.
Yeah, I could talk about this all day.
You're a big Paul fan.
Oh, yeah. I'm all in on Paul.
You've been with him, Paul Giamatti.
So my number three is modern day, not past. Modern day Steve Carell, definition of a silver fox.
100%.
Definition, just the salt and pepper hair. You
know this too. He like lives has a house in like Massachusetts or something. Some like very small town.
Massaware?
Massachusetts. Don't do this.
How many H's? How many H's in that word? Massachusetts. Okay.
He has a small house.
Uh-huh.
Not a small house, but he lives in a small town.
Quaint.
Him and his wife own a grocery store.
Not.
Yeah.
That's tight.
He was wearing like cardigans and glasses, the hair.
The goggles, like, he's got it going on.
But he's another one, different category
but
of sex
He glowed up because when he was like in his 30s in the office, he looked like shit. But now that he's like in his late 50s, however old he is now a 10.
I am trying to figure out what his hair routine is because he was like losing hair in season one.
He was balding,
and then
dude.
Now you see him, he like lost weight.
It's crazy.
Trim. His
it's crazy.
Hair is beautiful.
Yeah,
like,
it's good for – hey, Steve, I know you're a listener. Thank you.
Yeah,
good
Steve,
for you.
Do thanks,
you keep
buddy.
Doing what you're doing.
Okay. I have a pretty strong list. It's not that good.
I have a lot of diversity on my – it was also strictly male, which I just realized.
I mean, ladies
have sex appeal. I just, you know.
It's so hard to tell women's sex appeal, right?
Yeah.
Because there's so much they can use to, like, cover it up.
It's all about presentation.
The self-presentation is where it screws up their scale.
Uh-huh.
But I went Patrick Dempsey, number one.
Patrick Dempsey. Oh, Patrick Dempsey. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What the guy from Grease.
Yeah, sure.
McDreamy.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's his cadence.
Sure.
It's the 5 o'clock shadow,
always.
And it's the backward. Like, he always looks a little
disheveled.
The slick,
curly,
he talks, he's so slow, and his eyes are so, I mean.
Oh, so
it's
you,
getting
you're
weird.
Really
I understand
right
that it's getting
a big
weird,
fan of this guy.
But if I was a patient, I would not let him be my doctor just because he has too much sex appeal.
Well, yeah, you'd just be
I
having an erection the entire
but,
time
well, okay.
that he's, you know, trying to do any work on you.
That's Two Guys, One Lapdog After Dark.
Yeah, that's a different
not
podcast.
Today. Not during the daytime.
2G1LAD.
Second one here is Taylor Lautner. I don't know
from
if anybody
Twilight.
Remembers him from Twilight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was a freaking stud.
Isn't he just like a stud though? You know? I mean, he was a werewolf, right?
I mean, if you think about it, like dynamic attractiveness, essentially none.
Yeah.
Static attractiveness, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Circumstance,
oozing that.
He's always there. And self-presentation, he has somebody doing it for him.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But he looks damn good.
Yeah.
He's the kind of guy, he walks in a bar and he's turning heads.
And the thing is too, now he's fat as shit.
No.
Yes. But in those movies, he was a stud. He was a teen heartthrob, but now he is fat as shit. Yes.
Is he on that 6 Roland McFlurries a night?
Google it. He's on that 6 Roland McFlurries a night diet.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
He's unreal.
Sad.
I know. A werewolf.
Okay.
Can you believe it?
And my last one, this is a gimme. She is arguably the poster girl for sex appeal, and it's Megan Fox.
I mean, her name, Megan Fox. What
That's
are you going to do about
birth
that?
Her name, is it?
It can't be.
There's
it
no
can't
way.
Be. It sounds like a porn star name.
Yeah.
Megan Fox? I mean.
Mrs. Fox. But I think what all three of my list have in common is that they made their career on their sex appeal to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I think Patrick Dempsey.
I mean, Megan,
maybe,
dude, Megan Fox, like, I don't want to belittle her. I mean, I'm sure she's a great actress. I have never seen her in anything but Transformers, but in that movie, she had a very specific role to play, and it was just to be a hot chick. You know?
I mean, but let's be honest. I respect. She's a grind girl.
Oh.
She's, I mean, all these, do it, you know?
Yeah. They, I mean, I'm not a famous actor.
I'd sell out, yeah.
Or, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If I was going to be typecast just because I was hot, I'd be like, let's do it.
Let's
yeah.
do it.
That's tight.
That was a good question. Thank you, at Buddha Bum.
Yeah, thank you, Buddha Bum.
All right, we got another one coming in here from, such a good listener here. He's a loyal.
Okay.
At underscore Alexander Dean B underscore.
Oh, yep. Okay.
He wants to know our top 7 beers.
Beekman. Typecast. That's the definition of typecast right there. Hey, Beeks, thanks for the question. We appreciate that a lot. You want to get this one started?
Sure. So I have a few curveballs in there, but for the most part, I'm going to start off with my light beers of choice.
Mm-hmm.
Light beers, meaning I'm going to enjoy it. Casually playing beer dye, maybe
mm-hmm.
sipping on them. Very just, I don't want to get maybe with a meal. That's sure. the best way to describe these. So I'm going Michelob Ultra.
Oh, wow. When you low-cal.
When you take the greens, you hit the fairways, mm-hmm. you want a Michelob Ultra. Yeah. Maybe you just worked out. You're not
That's
ready
a golf
to start
beer.
Drinking.
That's a golf beer.
Start with a Michelob Ultra. My second one, this is
and this is not a paid podcast, so all opinions are our own. These are not ads.
If you want to sponsor us, Michelob, we're not opposed to
not
it.
Not opposed to it at all.
Tell you what, I'm a better actor than Chris Pratt. Montucky. And I've been on the Montucky train for a month and a half now. I just recently got on them. Haven't really been able to find them anywhere else. But in downtown Portland, they serve them, and they are phenomenal.
Really?
Really good light beer. Superior light beer.
Okay.
Second one is going to be a PBR. This is a classic. I love – if I'm ever at a new bar
– Are you going from 7, 6, 5 up to you're working up to your number one?
Yes.
Or your number one was
Well, my top three are number one. Right, great. But these are just kind of gimmies.
Yep.
So PBR, if I'm ever at a bar that I'm not really accustomed to, I'm going with a PBR.
Sure.
It's safe. I know what I'm getting. Pretty much everybody has
it. It's the vanilla of light beers.
That's a good nap. Mm-hmm. That's a good call.
Thank you.
Sorry, I had to clear some stuff out of my throat.
Mm-hmm.
My second one is a hazy IPA.
Mm-hmm.
This one's going to be from Sierra Nevada just because we just had them a week ago.
It is a delicious beer.
The haze craze is so real.
It's a delicious
beer. I
mean,
who is saying it? Somebody said it that it's just like one. They don't filter it one less time than a normal beer, and it's phenomenal.
It's great, yeah.
But it's a heavy beer, so if you choose to take a hazy IPA, you're probably going to only get to it back four or five before you're
It
like
is an
so
India
full.
Pale Ale, but man, I would kill for a pitcher of hazy right now. That's pretty good.
So that's going to be my sunny time stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or I have one more. Okay. The Kanaha Blonde Ale.
Oh, from Kona?
Shout out all my mango boys out there and girls. If you're a fan of mango, you're a fan of a light beer, I'm going with this one.
This is the one.
It's not as light as a Michelob, but you can sit on the beach.
And if you get any lighter than a Michelob, you're just drinking water at
this
point.
This is my beach beer.
Yeah.
Like I'm putting my toes in the sand. I don't know if you've ever been to a beach. It's okay if you
haven't.
I have
been to a beach, yes.
But this is a good beer to do that for. Mm-hmm. My last one here, this is my winter beer. I'm going to start drinking a lot of these. Cocoa Brown, once again from Portland Brewing.
The stout.
Do the damn thing. Roasted coconuts.
Mm-hmm.
It's the shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's mine. What's yours?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My list is more of a – I mean, I did throw a light beer on there just to pay my dues
to the
light beers because it's
they've gotten me
where I am today. You know, I didn't just start out drinking IPAs. Like I came from the bottom, you know. So, yeah. My number seven on this list is the Rolling Rock because it's just a delicious light beer. It's about as good as it gets in terms of, you know, light beer. I love it. It does taste a little bit like pig shit, but that's kind of all in the charm.
Yeah.
You know, it's a quaint, like...
I'll tell you what, you get through two of them and they start tasting phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, but that first sip
first two
tastes
is
a lot like pig shit.
Do you know what they're called on the islands?
Ulumaika.
I don't know why. I don't even know what that means.
Because the ancient Hawaiians would roll rocks and they would call that Ulumaika.
Really?
And so now it's Rolling Rock, so it's, little factoid.
How do you know more about that? Move on.
Because I listen.
Just keep
man,
going.
When people talk to me, I listen, man. People want
to
talk. People want
to
tell me.
I don't even
things.
Listen to when you're
people
talking.
People want to tell me. They want to talk to me. They want to tell me about their life. I'm all ears. I have the face that I have is just approachable. People want to come up to me. They see me. I'm a pensive gentleman. They want to talk to me. You know.
And, that's copyrighted. Sorry, Jordan.
TM. Sorry, Jordan. The Bachelorette franchise is gonna fucking come after us. All right. So after that, my number six is the Pacifico. Which is, yes, thank you.
Beer.
That's a beach beer. I'll tell you that right now. That is a beach
Damn,
beer.
That's
the long
a good
neck
choice.
Pacifico, oof, can't beat it. It's great. I love it. It is a Mexican beer, so it is imported. So I don't know if we were doing domestic imported, but it is delicious.
That's good. I would like to slide in real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Aesthetically, Pacifico, far and away.
It's numero uno, right? Aesthetically.
It's up there.
Yeah,
you know, there's so many good aesthetics. You can't give just one
uh-huh.
to, but it is in the top
1%. Visually,
1%.
A very appealing
Absolutely.
Beer. Very much so. All right. After that, number five, this is funny. The Sierra Nevada Hazy IPA.
Hey, shout that out.
Yeah,
we're going to fist bump.
Bam.
You guys can see
Boom.
That we fist bumped.
Give me the loot. That's just a good beer all around. You
Hell
know,
yeah.
unbelievable. You really can't beat it. It's a good mix of drinkability and high alcohol content. You know, it's like 7%. So love that. Lagunitas Lil' Somethin'. Lagunitas in Petaluma, California. Lil' Somethin's are fucking good. The convenience store down the road always has them. That's what I always get. It's like my go-to night beer. Gets you drunk. Good beer. Love it.
I gotta say this though, real quick for the listeners that maybe don't know Matt as well as I do, and you're lucky that you don't. But you have been with Lagunitas, I think, since they launched. You were
since
their
day
ground
one.
Level
day. One.
That there's
yeah.
questionably some insider trading happening there because
I mean,
the
well,
second the day I met you,
yeah.
the day that I met you, you were drinking Lagunitas.
Dude,
you have a shirt like
yeah.
If they don't pay us, but they should at this
point. I would love it if they could sponsor the podcast. I mean, I don't know how much you know revenue it's gonna turn, but that would just be great from a philanthropy standpoint. Number three, the Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. Classic, number two beer in America for a long time now.
Really?
Yes, the pale ale. Very approachable. It's your dad's beer. It's okay. Good. Sierra Nevada pale ale.
Because it has more flavor than a traditional light beer, but it's not as heavy as an IPA. Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Got a lot going on in there. Okay. It's a good one. Number two, this is a little bit niche. The Radler, which is, for me, the first time I had it, I was in Berlin, and it's essentially beer and Sprite mixed, and it's, again, you can have it at 10 in the morning, and it's...
I have to caution the listeners... This also is a segment just for those over 21.
Yes.
Don't be drinking these beers if you're not 21.
Yes, no. If you're not 21, don't even listen to this part of the podcast.
If you are going to try to make your own Radler, tread carefully.
Yes.
I have experimented with the Sprite and a Rolling Rock, and it tastes freaking terrible.
A Sprite and a Rolling Rock? Jesus Christ.
It's not the move.
The move, if you want to make your own Radler, you're not going to be able to because it's too hard. But what you can do is mix Corona and Fanta. Because that shit is delicious.
Strawberry Fanta?
Orange Fanta. Traditional.
Orange Fanta,
dude.
Okay.
Fanta and Corona is super good.
That's your free tip right there from Bartender Matt.
Yeah, take that home. You can put that in your pipe and smoke it. Yeah, that's a pretty good one. My numero uno, Mad River Steelhead IPA. Only found in Humboldt County and surrounding areas. Just absolutely the best beer there is on the market. Can't be beat. Locally sourced, all organic, just delicious. Mad River Steelhead. It is not gluten-free. It is packed of... It's full of gluten. To be honest, it's mostly gluten. But yeah, Mad River Steelhead IPA cannot be beat.
All right, we got just one last question, and then we're going to move on. This is another one from @_AlexanderDeanB_.
A lot of underscores in that username. A
lot of underscores. Way too many.
But also, why seven beers? Really quick. I just... Not 10, not 5, 7?
7 beaks. If you could go ahead and call us and clarify this, or DM us, just let us know so we can tell them.
Yeah,
because
email,
this is a question.
Something.
Ben.
We have been wondering about that.
Why 7?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the last question for today. Best and worst beer dye players to come through the house.
Oh, wow.
Let's go best 3, worst 3.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, 3. This is a very niche question.
So here's what I'm going to say.
Who is the asker? Deeks? Beeks?
Beeks.
Okay.
So here's what I'm going to say. You guys probably won't know a whole lot of these people, and that's okay.
No.
And if you happen to make the worst list, that's also okay.
Come prove us wrong.
Come prove us wrong.
The back. We don't have a
if
gate
anybody
to the
wants
backyard,
to challenge
so.
Us in beer dye, we're down at any time, any day.
That is...
Come at us. I obviously can't give the address away.
We haven't analyzed the demographics yet either, so we don't exactly know who's listening.
Come at us. Be 21 and over.
Uh-huh. There we go.
But I think the best and worst beer dye players are going to be good. Go.
Yeah. I mean, best dye players to come through the house, me, probably numero uno.
Okay.
You're up there, top 3. Probably, but I feel like I should do people that aren't on the pod.
Okay.
Yeah. Man, I did not prepare for this, to be completely honest. Do you want to just feel this real quick while I think of something?
All right,
yeah.
All right. So my best beard eye player is probably going to have to be Beaks.
Yeah.
Just because he's entertaining.
Sure.
Skill wise, he hangs with anybody.
Yeah.
But the commentary.
He can play the game.
Shout out Beaks. You're good at it.
Yeah. He's like an ESPN.
My second best one is going to have to be Veli Alamelio, or otherwise known as @Veli02. Veli has played 2 games of beer dye. Both have ended with an absolutely insane story.
In 50% of games, he has ended up shaving his head.
That's a story for a whole other day. I don't even know if we can say it.
Different
podcast.
It's
so incriminating.
It's very incriminating.
But that's just what it is.
So, I mean, if your ratio of shaven heads to games played is 1-2, you're a goat.
Yep.
You are one of the greatest of all time.
And my last best player is going to have to be Peter Vizzoni.
Yes.
Peter, you don't know how to pour beer. Half of your beer is foam, but I still love playing with you, bud.
Yeah.
Come over anytime. My 3 worst players?
Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead with the best real quick.
Okay.
Just so I could, best. I'm going to have to shout out Skylar Urban, otherwise known as Skurb. Probably one of, if not the most talented athletes, beer sport athletes, to come through this property.
Do you know he actually has a 4.9 rating on Uber?
Does he really? Well, good for him. Good for him. That's pretty high. I mean, he's a likable guy. So huge for Skurb. Yeah, one of the early pioneers of the game here at the Pacific University of Oregon, and just an absolute beer sport athlete. I'm gonna have to go with one Colby. Colby is another goat. Just his FIFAs were outside of this world. I mean, he could FIFA anything. He would juggle that fucking thing.
And he was playing a soccer jersey.
Yeah,
which is awesome.
Yeah. And then myself.
Okay. I have 2 honorable mentions that I gotta get 3 honorable mentions.
Okay.
Maddie Ketchaside.
Yes.
Adina Goodwin.
Yes.
And Tia Keeney Lyle.
Yes. I love it.
I hate to say it.
Or it could be the female top 3.
You guys were in my top 3,
yeah.
But I have to,
it's,
I just couldn't.
The patriarchy got in the way.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah.
My 3 worst, I actually only have 1. And I would like to call him out directly.
Uh-huh.
@DannyL2. _2? Danny Leong.
Danny Leong.
Dirty Dan. I know you're listening. Uh-huh. You are trash.
Is this the one that goes to USC?
I don't know. I don't know if I want to say that on the air.
Is this the one that goes to school in the southern
he
part of California?
He goes to college.
He goes to college.
He goes to college. But guess what, Dan? You are terrible at beer dye.
Nice.
Let's tangle.
We're gonna have to get him up here.
Screw the dialogue. Let's play beer dye.
Yeah. Let's not dialogue. Let's toss. For me, worst. It's interesting that you put this fella on your top because he is definitely on my bottom three. That's Peter Vizzoni. For no reason other than the pour. When he pours, he'll just pour it so much foam that about half the beer falls out, which is, you know, that's...
It's the straight arm challenge, you know, when they used to do that to the face?
Yeah.
But just...
It's just trash. It's absolutely horrible. Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to cap it at one. There have been so many garbage players to come through here, but Peter's far and away by the worst, so I'm going to have to put it right there.
Yeah, if you heard your name, awesome. If you didn't, that doesn't mean you're not on the list. We're just on a time constraint here, so we have to get through it.
Yeah.
But once again, guys, thank you for these questions. We love them.
I love the interaction.
Far and away, this is what makes podcasting the best.
Yeah, let's just foster more interaction. Yeah.
Really, I just want to talk about stuff that you guys want us to talk about. So if they wanted to do that, how would they get in touch with us? How would they do it?
Well, I mean, if they wanted to get in touch, they would go to the Instagram at @2guys1labdog, spell everything out, or the Twitter at @2guys1labdog. Don't spell it out. Just use the numbers. DM us, tweet at me. You know, roast me, let's figure it out.
And if you guys get sick and tired of hearing our voice, which I imagine at this point in the series you must be, call in. You can do that on our Instagram. There's a call section there.
We won't answer.
If not, you can call us at 808-551-2474. That's our hotline. Give it a call, leave a voicemail. You'll get featured. Without further ado.
If you or a loved one has been exposed to mesothelioma...
Terrible ad read, right? Yeah, that's not even an ad.
It was.
Should we jump into the next section?
Let's go ahead.
Hopefully we answered your questions. Sorry if we didn't.
Uh-huh.
This is a classic. Mm-hmm. The people love it.
It's a fan favorite.
The people are waiting to hear what you have to say because they know favorite. You have some good picks. We're taking them to the dorm room.
Okay.
Chup, sick fuck. Matt, what did you bring to the dorm room?
Yeah. I have had an incredibly busy week, and I was not... I don't have the keys. I don't have my keys.
Boo. You're like the Eli Manning of podcast. Boo.
Oh, wow. That was prepared.
Nah, JK. Matt has had a busy week, so he is not allowed in the dorm room. Luckily, your favorite podcast host has some items.
The best? The better half of the podcast.
What this segment is we're going to bring you guys some pretty cool shit that we would put in our dorm room that we may or may not own or that you can use in your dorm room.
If I lived in a dorm room...
I wouldn't mind living in a dorm room. My first...
I would like to move back into Walter.
Oh, yeah.
To be completely honest, that would be fun.
My first item is going to be the portable pizza pouch. And also, this is an asterisk. So all of the items that I chose today are all tailgate themed. Just because it's college football season. Yeah, things that you want to have at a tailgate.
Homecoming on Saturday.
To an extent.
Yeah.
Portable pizza pouch. Matt, I'm going to show you a picture.
Wow.
You can find this on Amazon.
If I'm not mistaken, it is a lanyard... For pizza.
It's like those passes you get to go into conventions or a waterproof phone case you wear on your neck, but it's in the shape of a pizza slice.
It's a necklace with a Ziploc on it.
Exactly.
But it's in the shape of a pizza slice.
This might be the most functional item we've ever had.
I like that a lot. That's very efficient.
You're midway through the tailgate. It can't be too expensive. Right? It's only $8. And you can probably squeeze like 3 or 4 pieces in there.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that. Yeah, that's not a horrible idea at all.
Or an entire box of Hot Boxes.
Because you don't need a plate. I mean, the only thing I'm worried about is the grease seeping through the plastic. You don't want to get... You know, because if that's a hot slice, you're going to get grease all over your shirt. And
have to assume that they have that taken care of, right?
I would assume
so. If it's not taken care of, we're going to have to take it back to what is that called? R&A? Research and development? R&D. Research and development. But this is a good one. If you're tailgating and you need a quick snack to soak up
that
beer,
have
a pizza pouch.
I like that a lot. That's huge.
My next one, this is kind of topical too, is a beer can stein.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
If you're just drinking a classic aluminum rolling rock, maybe even a Pacifico if you want to get real bougie, because the yellow can is phenomenal.
Yeah, the yellow can is good.
It's still trash. You buy this, it is like a aluminum
skeleton. It's like a handle.
Skeleton.
It's like a handle for your beer, for
but
your
you notice
can
that the
beer.
Top closes.
I did notice that.
And you do that, you're classy.
That's huge.
You just took a
That's
shitty
huge.
Aluminum
That's just,
can.
For me, if I see a guy doing that, I just think that he's a total piece of shit, just because it's so extra, you know? I mean, I understand that this is a product that you would like because that matches your personality.
Wow.
But if I was to see that, I would just be like, dude, this guy is a total, like, he's such a, you know, leave a foul taste in my mouth.
I'm going to have to kick your ass after this podcast.
I mean, you can try. I invite it.
It's only $9.99.
I literally invite it.
No, you'll catch the smoke. I like the beer can stein.
I like it. I would never leave the house with it. or let anybody see me using it, but I like it.
Here's one that I found and I immediately thought of you, and I think you're going to like this one a lot.
Uh-huh.
Magnetic nail holder.
Oh, that's nice.
How many times, and this is also not paid, any of this. How many times have you been trying to nail something in and you catch your thumb?
Wow. Yeah. So for anybody who can't see this image, it's a long magnet and you attach it to the nail using magnets and then you hammer it in so you don't bash the shit out of your thumb when you're trying to hammer. Don't really know how that's tailgate theme, but I love it.
Here's the tailgate
theme. Oh, you're going to... Nice.
Let's say you made a DJ stand, right? You took a long time. You nailed a bunch of nails in. You have a DJ stand set up. You're playing bangers for the people. Mm-hmm. And you notice that one of the legs is getting kind of loose. And you're like, God damn, I got to do a quick fix. Mm-hmm. All you got is a hammer, a magnetic nail holder, and one nail.
Mm-hmm.
Bust this bad boy out. Quick fix. It's done.
Yeah.
You have a dye table out there. It's one leg's getting loose. Fix it one mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. Super quick.
Yeah,
super
that's easy. Good. That's
and your
good.
Thumb, you save your thumbs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, it's more of a thumb saver than anything else. I like it a lot. I don't know if I would bring it just with me out and about, but to have
you
that in
also wouldn't bring a beer can, Stein, and that just says a lot about who you are.
Well, I would bring a sleeve. I would bring a koozie, you know?
A koozie over a Stein?
Well, the Stein's great, but I just it's so much, you know. You're doing the most with that when you have that, you know. It's a good idea. It's a good idea, but it's not me, you know.
This actually might be the best three products.
That this is a strong dorm room. Yeah, these are good.
All functional, because you think about it, you could use all
magnetic nail holder is nice, man. How much is that? Like $8. This is not even an ad read or anything.
$984. Which is weird. Make it
perfect Father's Day gift.
Make it $999. Don't make it.
Yeah, $984. I don't know how I feel about that.
Who are they?
Yeah, that's a perfect Father's Day gift, though.
But I'm also worried that it's one of those, like, as seen on TV, where it works well, like, the first time, and then the magnet just mm-hmm. craps out, and mm-hmm. it's shit.
Yeah.
But, like, next.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we would hate to see that, yeah. I mean, $984, though. Not cheap.
I mean, just think about it, right? You're sipping a beer out of your beer can, Stein, mm-hmm. right? You're having one too many.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, my God, I'm so hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You look down, and there's a pizza in your pouch. You start eating the pizza. You notice that. Hey, look, that guy's barbecue is on his table and it's falling apart. Uh-huh. Bust out the magnetic nail. I mean, you'd be the guy.
Yeah, you'd be the guy. You'd be the guy.
People probably would look at you funny because you just have a bunch of shit that's just weird and doesn't really match, but you're prepared. So if you're about function over fashion, like this podcast is, this is for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, it better have it and not need it than need it and not have it. I live by those words. And
exactly.
You can take that to the bank and you can cash it in
because
it's
much?
Worth a lot.
Exactly how much?
$10,000. No, it's not. It's not worth anything, but metaphorically, it's worth a lot because, you know, if you think that you might need something, it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. And with that, let's just close this podcast out. Because you know what they say down south is that old clock on the wall just keeps on ticking.
I will say this. Matt was completely unprepared for this dorm room. No fault of his own. But once again,
I mean, it was fault of my own.
It's not over. We have one more segment that the people need to hear.
I felt like that was a good way to end it, you know, because that's just Wednesday wisdom, like, you know, or Thursday wisdom, I guess.
This is fun for me.
There's not really a thing on Thursdays, but yeah. What is it? Thirsty Thursdays. But there's no wisdom on Thursdays, but all right. What do you have to say?
Last segment today, it's a Thursday. As you know what we do on Thursdays, it's weekend warrior time.
Oh.
If you're out there and you're battling the weekend, you're a freaking weekend warrior.
Okay, you didn't text this to me. That's why I don't know. You're leaving me in the...
Oh, it's not like we have a Google.
You're leaving me in the dark. I have not been
on
Google. I told you I don't support Google.
This week.
Unbelievable.
Check the fucking document. All right, weekend warriors. You're all weekend warriors if you're listening to this podcast, so you better freaking seize this weekend.
Yeah.
I will say this. Uh-huh. If you want to come and stay at our house, there's no room.
Yes,
we're occupado.
Yeah. Sorry.
What's happening?
Well, Ice's up this weekend.
Shout out
Ice. She's up here visiting. It's going to be great. Probably going to go grab a cold one tonight.
Nice.
We got a little tipsy off margaritas last night, but that's all, it comes with the territory, you know.
It happens. Yeah, Ice is here. It's exciting.
That's lit.
For those that are just new to this podcast, Ice is Matt's girlfriend.
Yes.
Or partner, whatever you prefer to call it.
Partner, yes, thank
you. It's
logistics. Please do not assume the status of our...
Thank you. Or friend, if you just want to be really safe. But Ice is here. Should be a good weekend. What else you got going on?
Well,
any specific plans Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Well, it's sunny. You're going on a date on Friday, so
okay.
That's what you're doing,
Scott. Can you just relax?
So it's sunny. Probably gonna play a little die, and then I'll probably be hitting Dollar Wells tomorrow because it's always a good night when you can go and get a bunch of well drinks for a dollar. You know, just more of the same.
You want this Ryan guarantee?
I would love a Ryan guarantee.
I guarantee you, at some point this weekend, be it tonight, tomorrow, or Sunday, we are going to beer dive, vomit, and chill. That's 100%. I guarantee.
Are you branding that?
I wasn't going to.
But you might have to.
I might have to. I might fuck
around. It's like the more realistic version of Netflix and chill.
That's this podcast version of Netflix and chill.
Is Beer Dye, Poultrig, and chill.
Yeah. Should be a good weekend.
So you are giving me a guarantee that you will puke this weekend?
I'm guaranteeing you that I will do all three of those.
I love it. That's 100%. I mean, follow the Instagram. We might just fuck around and post a video of one of those three things happening.
Or all three of those things happening. I mean, probably not the chill, because I don't think anybody wants to see the chill.
Yeah, the vomit, though.
The vomit.
The trigger pulling. Yeah. Stay tuned. Follow the Instagram. It could be good. It could be very, very good.
Should be a fun weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Got a lot. Don't have a whole lot to do, which is kind of nice. Oh, I love that it's open. I like going into weekends when it's open.
It's nice to have it open.
And sure.
It's just interesting because it's Thursday. I don't have any plans for the weekend right now, really. I mean, ICE is up here, so I feel like it's probably going to be a pretty quiet weekend, but I know I already can tell that it's going to be a big one. Yeah, I've already been getting, some texts.
It's nice because a lot of times you have, events you got to do. You have it pre-planned. Yes. So it's but if you have it open and things hit you, it's kind of like, I didn't think that this weekend was going to be good, but it was the most fun I've had in a while.
Yeah.
Which is what this weekend, it'll probably
shape up to be. That's what happens when you were a weekend warrior. I mean,
Yeah, boys and girls, battle the weekend. All right. We want to hear about your weekend.
But come out ahead on the other side. Please survive.
Please survive this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, Monday's going to suck. Tuesday's going to be even worse. That's the thing about Tuesdays.
But you know what they can look forward to on Tuesday?
Another podcast. I mean, Monday is making the bad decision. Tuesday is living with it.
And listening to this podcast. Guys, that's all we got, I think.
Yeah. Sounds about right to me.
Podcast. I mean, we're so good at this.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Well, we do love you guys. Keep interacting with us. Let us know if you like it.
All 10 of you listening. Thanks, thank you. Mom. If you made it this far, thank you. Thank you very much.
Guys, we're going to get out of here. Enjoy your weekends.
Thanks, Mom. Love you. Bye.